This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Now back to Frank Cusimano on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
Welcome back to the Hollywood Casino Press Box on the all-new 590 The Fan. Frank Cusimano with you. Hope you're having a beautiful day. We are honored to have on our program once a week the Hall of Famer, the one and only Rick Hummel, brought to you by Lakeside Roofing. Kamish, great to be with you. How are you?
I'm fine, sir. How are you?
Very good. Well, what a wild night at the ballpark for the Cardinals. Your takeaway from that game was what?
I guess it's Dexter Fowler. Hit five balls hard, including a deep fly ball to center field for the only out that he made. Ran the bases well. He's covering center field okay after not having played it for over a year. And he's become a productive hitter again. You know, he's over 300. Didn't have a lot of RBIs till last night, but he picked up four real fast there. And I think John Mozeliak's gamble on not moving him or not letting him go or anything after last season and their desire to give him a month or so at least into the season to show what he can do has paid off.
It just seems strange when you look in the Post-Dispatch, and I still get the paper every day because of your great work. It just seems strange to look in that box score and see Fowler and then the numbers 313.
He hit some balls when he was hitting 175, 200. He was hitting the ball better than that. And he wasn't hitting it deep necessarily, but he was hitting the ball hard. And I guess the most impressive stat to me is his on-base percentage, which is getting up there. I didn't look at it today, but it's got to be 38 or 39% now, which is quite, that's way more than adequate. You know, anything over 35 is good. So that's what his game is getting on base. They have enough thumpers. He's a good base runner. He can create a situation like last night. They lost a guy at third base. Martinez was out on a single by Fowler, but as the play was taking place at third, Fowler went into second, and the next hitter, Wong, got a hit, and Fowler scored, and they had the lead. But the on-base percentage, to me, is the most important stat about him. And if he does that, I can see them hitting him higher in the lineup eventually. I don't know that he's necessarily the prototype six-place hitter where you need a lot of production down. That's not really his game. It was last night, but that's not his game.
I'm wondering, and I asked this to Mike Shildt yesterday, and you were sitting right next to me during the scrum, how difficult it's going to be for Mike Shildt to put out a lineup card when everybody's healthy and not have Jose Martinez's name in the starting lineup. The same Jose Martinez who was arguably your best hitter last season and who is now hitting 352. Kamish, do you think we could be going for a 4-for-3 or a 3-for-2 spot situation?
I think 3-for-2 because Ozuna is going to play every day and in left field. So, yeah, I think Bader didn't, I don't think, should lose his job because he had a hamstring injury. He lost his job trying to make a play and trying to stop and help O'Neill make a play. But he's in 179, but he still provides value. And there are days when that outfield of Ozuna, Fowler, and Martinez is not going to be good enough defensively, depending on who's pitching and what park they're playing in. I still like Martinez available for late-game use as a big-time pinch hitter against the other team's big-time relievers. You're going to have to play him considerable portion because he's a great hitter. But I don't think Bader should be shunted out of the picture here because part of their persona this year is to be an improved defensive team, and if Bader is not playing, they're not an improved defensive team.
Total years covering Cardinal baseball, Kamish?
This is my 47th season.
Okay. In all those 47 years, have you ever met a more selfless player than Jose? I mean, before the game, he's telling us, man, we got to get Harrison Bader back. Gosh, we got to get Tyler O'Neill back. Then after the game, hey, for all you people who didn't believe in Dexter Fowler, you know, I know this is the real Dexter. I mean, these are guys that take away at-bats from him, and this is not a facade. I mean, this guy is unbelievable. Have you ever been around anybody this selfless?
I don't think so, especially a guy who spent so long in the minor leagues. He was in the minor leagues till he was 28 years old. Never had a big league sniff. And even when he hit 384 at Omaha for the Royal system in 2000, I guess it was 15, didn't get called up to the big league. I know the Royals went to the World Series that year, but still, you'd think he would have gotten a call. And, yeah, it's not even about him. And the thing that strikes me most about him, that people think that he would have been a good DH in the American League, we're kind of concerned the Cardinals would move him in the offseason for something. They really didn't need anything. And you couldn't get much equal value for him. But he said, I don't want to be a DH. I want to play. So I don't want to be known as just a DH. And he's pretty good in right field, actually, for what people might have expected him to be. He made a nice catch the other day at the foul line. He throws the right base. First base, as we saw last year, is not his position, but it no longer has to be his position unless something happens to Goldschmidt. So he's a wonderful guy, and everybody on the team loves him, and he's more than just lovable. He's still the best hitter.
Yeah. Boy, I tell you, Kamish, I know it's early, and the record is, 13-9. It's not like they're undefeated. But the potential of this lineup, I mean, if you have the on-base machine in Carpenter, the home run machine in Goldschmidt, the extra base hit machine in DeJong, the power of Ozuna, and now you have Fowler, Molina is solid, Colton Wong's hitting .290. This is a deep freaking lineup.
Well, you mentioned Martinez, too, would be hitting fifth in that lineup. and Bader has got power and speed. There's a difference that he brings to the lineup when he plays, too, when he's getting on base. And O'Neill has done well in his role. So, yeah, the lineup is terrific. The pitching is – the bullpen has been pretty solid for the most part. They have to get the rotation going a little bit better. And Waka's injury will set him back just a shade. I think he'll be pitching next week again. At least that's what they think. Michaelis is pitching better. Flaherty's pitching better. Hudson is pitching better, too. And in the distance, you don't know how far the distance is, you have Martinez and Reyes striving to get back to the big leagues. And if those guys return in a month or so, then you have a nice ball club.
Okay, so your prediction for, let's just say, Dakota doesn't figure it out this year and they have to make a move in the rotation. If you had to guess, who would move into that spot? Is it the guy going tonight?
It could be. It could be Gomber, too. The reason that Ponce de Leon is up tonight, either he or Gomber could have come up. They're both pitching well at Memphis, maybe Gomber even a little bit better. But Gomber just pitched Saturday, and Ponce de Leon had not pitched since last Wednesday. So it was his turn to pitch today for Memphis anyhow. That made the move easy. But I wouldn't rule out Martinez at some point taking that spot. And the guy who's pitching the best at Memphis is the guy that we saw a lot of in spring training is Jake Woodford, who's not on the 40-man roster. But he's just carving them up down there. He's their best pitcher. And you'll see him before the year's over. So you got possibilities. I don't think the possibilities right now include Gant, who is much too valuable where he is right now as a 7th, 8th inning guy in the bullpen.
And then we have Luke Gregerson, who's done some nice things in the big leagues, there's no doubt about it, and he's pitching extremely well in Class Palm Beach and Double-A Springfield and Memphis. He's just been mowing them down.
Yeah, he's pitched 8 innings and allowed 1 run, no walks, 7 strikeouts. He has a couple more. They want to see him pitch in situations where maybe it's the middle of an inning and you bring him in, like a reliever would be doing during the season. He's had structured innings so far. And once he clears that hurdle, which is not an insurmountable one at all, he's done that his whole career, he'll be back. And he can fill a setup role very easily. That's what he's done much of his life. Plus he's got, I think, 100-some saves too, but maybe not quite that many, but he's had a lot of saves. And the 1 year he pitched for a world championship team and the Astros and a World Baseball Classic championship team. So he's got value.
All right, crystal ball, gut feel predictions on what the Cardinals will get out of Carlos Martinez and Alex Reyes in 2019.
Well, it's hard to imagine both of them being in the rotation at the same time unless something happens to one of the starters, and nothing has happened other than Walker's minor injury so far. Let's say Wainwright holds up. That spot is still his till it's not. Flaherty, Michaelis are going to have theirs for the whole year without question. I think Martinez will be in the rotation eventually. I think he might start in the bullpen and then be in the rotation before too much after he's called up. And he could still win 10 games or so. Reyes, I think, might be in the bullpen too when he comes back. And he might just stay there for a while longer this year. It's hard, though, because you want both those guys to get meaningful work. And they're both going to be in your rotation if they're on your club next year. So that could happen, but I don't think it's going to happen right away for both of them.
Ever seen a line from a pitcher where it says 6 innings, 3 hits, 4 runs, 10 strikeouts?
Not very often. That means that certainly he's around the plate, as he was last night, Flaherty. And the Brewers hit home runs. I mean, sort of the Cardinals against the Brewers anyway, and most often they hit them against everybody else too. But that's the 10 strikeouts and one walk. That differential is the one you really look at. Or if you count the one walk and the 3 hits, he only allowed 4 base runners in 6 innings. That's tremendous.
I still think the road to the National League Central Division Championship runs through Milwaukee, Wisconsin. I still think they're the team the Cardinals are going to have to beat. Or do you think it's the Cubs and we have the Pirates currently in first place?
I think the Cubs need to get their bullpen figured out. If they ever get Morrow back, their bullpen is a lot better than it is right now. They're going to lose some games late because they don't have that stopper at the end of the line like the Brewers do. And the Cardinals, I think you have to say that they do with Hicks. And the difference in the Cubs and Brewers is the Cubs starting pitching, if Darvish is going to pitch well, is a lot better than the Brewers. So I've not been impressed with the Brewers pitching so far. So I think the Cubs are probably the better club of those two.
Where does Dallas Keuchel end up?
You know, he's been out for so long in the free agent market, I've kind of stopped thinking about him. I think he ends up with the first team that has a significant injury to their starters. And while the Yankees have had a zillion injuries, they've only had one starting pitcher go down in Severino, who will be back. But I wouldn't rule them out. There must be something in his medical history that scares off a lot or every other team about Keuchel, because he's a legitimate pitcher. He hasn't had didn't have a great finish to his season last year, but he's a lot better than a lot of other teams' rotations that are out there right now. He can make anybody's five, that's for sure.
Kamish, honored to have you on the program. Thank you so much. We will talk next week.
You bet, sir.
All right. There's the Hall of Famer, Rick Hummel, brought to you by Lakeside Roofing, established in 1972 has a really solid reputation for excellence in the roofing industry. Their philosophy is focused around a relentless commitment to customer service, quality products, and outstanding workmanship. Lakeside Roofing's reputation is one of reliability, trust, high-quality work, and competitive pricing. They feature the finest quality roofing materials and provide expert installation. Call the professionals at Lakeside Roofing for your home or business. In Illinois, call 618-344-2800. And in Missouri, call 314-241-5253. Find them online at lakesideroofing.com. Hey, our good friends at Maryville University, they sponsor the phone lines. What they do is turn out great athletic programs. The lacrosse program is doing just incredible this year. For more information about Maryville in general, go to maryville.edu. And, of course, our title sponsor is Hollywood Casino. If you're looking for a place for the weekend, how about staying in some of their newly refurbished rooms? The prices are cheap. The rooms are spectacular. The people watching, the restaurants, and there's no place to watch a game better than 99 Hops House. All right, we'll take a short time out. Martin Kilcoyne when we return.